the World Snooker Championship with Ian McCulloch.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Snooker Podcast. We move on to the final of this year's World Championship. It's Ronnie O'Sullivan against Mark Selby for the 2014 World title. And joining me in the studio to look into the action is former professional Ian McCulloch. How are you, Ian?
Great, Mark. How are you?
Yes, good, thank you. Really enjoyed the World Championship so far. We've seen some of the best players rise to the top, and we've got two of the best in the final, Ronnie O'Sullivan and Mark Selby. Ronnie going for a third success world title in a row. It will be his sixth in total, and that will put him only one behind Stephen Hendry in total world titles.
Level with Davis as well.
Yeah. And Ray Reardon, I think, as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Mark Selby, though, bidding for his first. I mean, it's massive for both players in that respect, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's not coincidental that we've got the world number three, Selby, and obviously Ronnie, who's about the world number 33 at the moment. but obviously he's not the world number 33. He's there because he hasn't entered events. You know, in the semi-finals, we had three of the top four players in the world. So this tournament does bring the cream to the top. Selby was, you know, he was granite last night against Neil Robertson. You know, when he's 17-15. You know, a lot of people maybe thought he'd missed the boat at 12-all. But he just showed real minerals, and under that sort of pressure, intense pressure, you know, I don't think Selby's achieving anything that he can't achieve if or when he wins this title. Obviously, he's got a tough one against Ronnie. Ronnie had a day off yesterday, probably went for a 20-mile run, knowing Ronnie. but he had a day off yesterday, which will possibly do Ronnie a favour, and that's why maybe he starts as short as what he does, because people think, well, you know, that took a lot out of Mark last night. But I'm not sure.
Okay, well, the betting is, like you say, short in favour of Ronnie O'Sullivan. He's 1-3 to win the final, and Mark Selby is 5-2. How much of a part will that play? I mean, like I said, Ronnie has had a day off, and Mark Selby, it must have taken a lot out of him to get through that fight.
It does do, and I can speak from experience. I know, you know, I lost in the semis in 2005, 17-14, and you know, I had three deciding frame matches prior to that, and it does take a lot out of you. But I think Mark's a fit lad. He trains hard, and physically he's fit, and to be honest, a lot of adrenaline now kicks in. It's not as much you know, physical tiredness. You're running on adrenaline now. You know, Mark will know that you know, it's one big push over this next couple of days, and he can be world champion for the first time. And to be honest, I don't think it's a mountain he can't get over.
Okay, he's been there before, Mark Selby. Yep. So it's not as if it's the first time he's been in the final. He was there in 2007, lost to John Higgins on that occasion.
Yeah,
will that play on his mind, do you think?
If I remember rightly, I think he was 12-4 down after the first day and got back into it and ended up losing something like 18-13 or something like that. You know, so he's got experience. He's got a lot of major final experience. You know, he's won the Masters three times. Yep. He's won the UK Championships. He knows what it's about. Don't you worry about that. And he'll know exactly what he's got to do. I think Mark's sort of like come along in this tournament under the radar a little bit because he's not flashing century after century in. And the way he does make centuries, he's not, you know, it's not flamboyant as such like Ronnie is. And he's sort of like crept his way to the world final. You know, and probably didn't really appear on the radar until that semi-final with Neil, and you know, he's got a lot of good history against Ronnie. All right, he's 13-7 down on the head-to-heads, but when they've played in the longer stuff, best of 17 or over, it's only 5-4 to Ronnie. And then you look at the major finals, and it's 3-3. They've only played once at Sheffield, and Selby's won that. So all them facts sort of like tip towards a Selby, you know, potential win. It's just the biggest worry for me is whether Mark has run out of steam or not.
Okay. Ronnie O'Sullivan, of course, never lost a world final as well.
No, that's the other thing. Davis won his last world title in 89. 88 and 89. I think he beat Parrott in the final in 89. Obviously, he'd won it early on, but then he lost to Taylor in 85. He lost to Joe Johnson in 86. Hendry won five in a row. Four in a row between 92 and 96.
Five in a row.
No, it's five in a row. Yeah. It is five in a row, you're right. And then he lost to Doherty in 97, and he lost to Ebden in 2002, so he did lose world finals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big ask to win six world finals and not lose one. I'm not saying, obviously, Ronnie can do it. You know, but I just think Selby's the slightly too big. I think he's slightly the wrong price.
Okay, so at 5-2, are you siding with Selby?
I think it's a little bit of value, that 5-2. You know, I mean, there's two ways you've got to punt on it. You've either got to look and go, right, I'm going to go in on that 5-2 and I'm going to stand by it regardless of the scoreline. You could go in and say, right, I'm going to back that 5-2, and if Mark ends up with a, I don't know, a 6-2 lead or a 4-frame lead at some point, you're going to get a very tradable out price on that. Or you can just go in on a scoreline or something like that.
Yeah, what kind of scoreline would you look at?
I can see it going close. I generally think, you know, it could be an 18-17 classic, this. I can see it going all the way. The thing that what Mark will have in his favour, Ronnie's admitted in the past that he doesn't like playing Mark. You know, Mark makes it very, very difficult for him. What Selby doesn't have to do, he doesn't necessarily have to score big today. He's just not to miss any silly balls. If he stops Ronnie from scoring, Ronnie gets very, very frustrated. Two of the finals that they've played, I think it was the Masters, he was 9-6 down and won 10-9, and it was the Welsh Open, and he was 8-5 down and won 9-8. So Mark knows he can beat him, and he knows he can beat him from behind. What he doesn't want to do is let Ronnie get in front, because Ronnie's a fantastic front runner.
Okay. Yeah, we know that, you know, Ronnie's hard to pick back once he gets in front.
Yeah,
of him.
And that's it. I can see it going very, very close either way.
Okay. Well, in that case, if you think it's going to go to the wire, we've got over and under betting on total match frames. Mm-hmm. Anything from over 31.5 is odds against. It's 11-10 for over 31.5, 7-4 for over 32.5, over 33.5 is 3-1, and over 34.5 is 6-1.
So 32.5 would get you 18-15, wouldn't it? Yeah. What was that? 2-1.
7-4.
Yeah, it's a very, very playable price. I don't think Ronnie will run away with this. I don't think Mark definitely won't run away with it.
Okay, we've also got frame betting. Mark Selby to win 15 or more frames is 11-10. Shade of odds against, rather than backing 1-3 on Ronnie.
Yeah. Can't disagree with it really. Anything at odds against, you're not going to get massively big prices unless you're piling out, you know, on an outright score, which is obviously, you know, it's a bit perilous at times. But I think anything of odds against it, with these two players, is you're getting a little bit of value, and you know, and this match can just to and fro all day long.
Yeah. So how are you expecting it to go then? Just Mark Selby just to dig in and not let Ronnie run away.
Yeah. Mark, this is the thing. I still think the best Selby is waiting to come out. He's only had four centuries this tournament. You know, two each in the last two matches. And, you know, Ronnie's been flamboyant. Everybody's made this big thing of how well Ronnie's played. I actually don't think Ronnie's played that well. I just think a lot of people have missed balls against him. And he's intimidated and he's bullied them. Where it won't intimidate Selby. He'll just, you know, Selby will relish this today, and Selby will think, you know, this gets me the big three. I've won the Masters, I've won the UK, this gets me the big three. You know, and I'm going to do it. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it in style by beating the man who everybody thinks can't be beat.
Yeah. And Selby showed his character in that semi-final when he was at the back end, and then Neil Robertson knocked in that century break, and then Selby came out and hit, was it a 70-odd break? Just showed his character
Mark, I came out at 12-all with Matthew Stevens in that semi-final, and seriously, your legs are like jelly. You know, you can't, every ball's just a pint of blood, and what he summoned up there, he dragged something from the bottom of his boots, which just shows, you know, the minerals the man has and the class he has.
Okay, either way, it's going to be a thriller, isn't it?
I'd like to think so. I think this could be like one of the all-time great finals. I really do. You know, you've got two players. You know, if Selby wins it, is anybody actually going to go, well, I didn't expect that? Because it's not. He's world number three. And he's more than, you know, he's a proven winner. He's won umpteen tournaments. He's a proven winner. He knows what it takes to beat Orsulan on the big stage. He's beaten him at the Crucible before, 13-10, 13-11 in 2000, a few years back, 2010, something like that. So there's nothing that's stopping Mark Selby winning this title if he digs in. I want to see Ronnie, if he goes four or five frames behind, I want to see the difference in him then. I want to see if he starts chucking the rattle out the pram and things like he has done in the past.
Well, that will be interesting, because his mentality has been an issue for him in the past.
It has, but nobody's really tested that. I mean, Joe Perry was 4-1 up on him and 9-6 up on him, but couldn't capitalise. I just want to see him, you know, go one of them gaps of five or six frames that all of a sudden becomes, oh, if this gets any bigger, I'm out of the match, and I need to pull it back and see if he has that mental strength, or will he snap?
The one thing we don't want to see this evening is Ronnie being five frames in front, because, like I say, when he's a front runner, he's very hard to pick back.
He's an animal of a front runner, as you saw against Barry Hawkins. Barry went 2-1 up, lost the session 6-2, and then it was just the Ronnie O'Sullivan show, wasn't it? But the thing is with Mark, you know, because he's won from behind before, if Ronnie does get four or five frames in front, I don't think Mark will panic. He's not that sort of player. Mark will just dig in and do what Mark Selby does, and makes it very, very difficult for people to beat him. Ronnie O'Sullivan will have to win the match. Mark won't hand it to him.
Yeah. Okay, good stuff. Let's just have a quick summary then, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your thoughts one more time, Ian.
I think it goes close. I think it definitely goes 1815, 1816, 1817. And I'm going to tip out. I'm going to live by the sword and die by the sword. So I'm going to say Selby wins 1817.
Okay, 1817, 14-1 on the betting.
Yes.
16-1 for 1816 and 18-1 for 1815 as well. So you could split your stakes on there.
Yeah,
goes to the wire. Okay, good stuff. Should be a thriller at the Crucible. Thank you very much, Ian. Enjoy it today and tomorrow.
Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.